See, Hathaway had never really worked. His father had made a great deal of money in banking, and while he spent time in his office at the bank he'd inherited, he was mainly busy with being the most prominent citizen in Paradise, chairman of the Board of Selectmen, commander of Freedom's Horsemen, and president of the Rotary Club. He stood now in his bedroom with the closet door open, thinking about which jacket to wear. His wife lay in bed in her nightgown watching him. "What about the blue seersucker?" he said. "Blue looks good on you, Hasey," Sissy said. "New chief police is arriving this week," Hasey said, "from California." "Didn't you meet him already?" "Chicago. Burke and I went out to interview the finalists, stayed at the Palmer House." Hasey pulled out the blue seersucker, put it on, and turned so Sissy could see him. "Good," she said. "You going to wear that plaid bow tie?" "Think I should?" "Would go very nicely with that shirt and jacket." "All right, then," Hasey said and took it off the tie rack on the back of the closet door. "Is he a nice boy?" Sissy said. "The new chief? Well, I hope he's more than that," Hasey said. "But he is young and looks younger than he is, and he has a good record." "And he'll fit in?" Sissy said. "Yes, we were careful about that," Hasey said. "It was one of Tom Carson's problems, so we were all especially alert to that. He's one of us. Not wealthy, of course, but the right background generally, college educated too."
"Really? What school?"
"Out there," Hathaway said. "One of the big ones, USC, UCLA. I can't keep them straight. Criminal justice, he took classes at night." As he did every morning, Hathaway had a bowl of Wheaties for breakfast and 2 cups of coffee. Sissy sat across from him in her bathrobe with black coffee and a cigarette. She was a tallish woman with a youthful body. She rarely wore makeup, and if she did, it was only lipstick. Her blonde hair was starting to show silver, and she wore it long. It looked nice with her youthful face.
"Well," he said, "have to run, got a bank to run, got a town to manage."
"Busy, busy," she said. It was what she always said because that was what he always said. She put her cheek up to be kissed. He kissed it and left, walking out the back door and down the driveway toward the town hall.